Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live today at McGurk's and Langhorne. Yet tonight is the NBA draft. Sixers hold the third pick. For now, could trade down, could stay at three, could try to compete next year by getting some extra role players.
Compete.
I mean, come on now. Come on.
That you don't even know if going to play.
Yeah, this is about the future. At least it should be. Not about next year. Kyle's wrong on this one. 215-592-9494. And the Phillies, so frustrated with Topper last night. I felt like he just shrugged his shoulders and said, yeah, we'll let Rojas sit. I mean, everyone in that building, everyone in each dugout, every one of us watching at home or listening to Scott Fransky last night, we all knew that Rojas wasn't getting a hit. I mean, Hugh may have been in denial because he's a Rojas guy and has been for years now. But we all knew that Johan Rojas wasn't getting a hit last night, and Topper had better options on the bench and did not pinch hit for him. Ridiculous.
Call a bit of a strike.
Well, you've been a pretty famous Rojas guy.
Well, I am a supporter, and that's why I feel like in that moment that – he should have read the room a lot better than he did.
Johan, yeah.
Yeah, Johan should have read it a lot better than he did, man. And you have to know, you have to be prepared for that. You know, if you get ready and you stay ready, you know, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, I understand.
I repeated that twice, but you get the gist of what I'm saying.
But when you have a D student and you say, well, they got to ace this test.
Well, they got to study more.
Yeah, but they're probably not going
to
ace the test.
Yeah, but they have to study more because you're being depended on. And, you know, when you had that moment where they sat you down because you didn't pinch it or you didn't bunt, I should say, and you had to go down to AAA, and then you had to come back and you bunted better. You know, it wasn't great, but you did it. Mm. You need to know that was just a small component of your game that you needed to improve on. And hitting is another part. You know, hitting and being in moments like that so that the next time you're in a moment like that, you know, that – You don't have to be pinch hit for. You can just, you know, work the bat. Work that count. Do something. Do more than what you did. That's the point.
I think every time we have a Rojas discussion or a game comes down to him, we realize how the two of our minds think. You live in denial that things will change, and I'm very quick to give up on someone.
Well, that's
I'm out. Like, I just – Rojas stinks.
I feel like people – like, okay, say Otto Kemp, for example. Because I like using him as an example.
A couple walks last night, getting on base.
He is the epitome of what kids should be nowadays. You know, because there's a lot that, like, especially when you talk about somebody who got it from the mud the way that he did, undrafted. And he understands that every opportunity that he has is precious. Mm-hmm. So he takes advantage of those fully, every chance he gets. Rojas is kind of in the same situation. You know, he has an ability that has allowed him to be here as long as he's been here. And for whatever reason, he hasn't understood that and he hasn't tried to improve. And it doesn't have to be leaps and bounds of improvement, Joe. It could be small improvement.
And he's actually gotten worse. When you look at his numbers, like year by year, his OPS, which now part of that is just the more he plays, he gets exposed, right?
Like, yeah, like you said, like I'll never forget the phrase you coined, the game finds him.
Yeah, and if he was... If he was on a bad team, I think we would just say, yeah, let him hit. Let him see if he develops. And if he was on if the Phillies were more dominant, maybe they'd be up in these games more and the game would be more lopsided and we'd be like, ah, whatever.
And for me, he becomes the focal point because of last night, the game found him. But if you want to keep it a bean, you know, you talk about the top of your order. What did they do?
Not enough.
They didn't do their job to help keep him out of those moments. Like, there's a bigger picture here, but to answer your question today, when I think of who's to blame for this moment, it's Rojas, because you've had these before. You've been here before.
Yeah.
And you've performed the same way you've performed in the past. And that's the problem.
Yeah,
there
was no – unfortunately, it was no surprise last night. Yeah. The game ended in a very predictable way when you saw who was coming up in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, because you have all these other 1-7 hitters, 8 hitters that are hitting before him, and they didn't do anything, so you left it up to him. Now, you know, he's in a position where he's been here before, and he doesn't capitalize on it. He doesn't become the guy, but like, damn, I thought one thing was going to happen, but it didn't. You surprised me.
But
he
at what
he
point
didn't take
does
advantage
that,
of that moment.
At what point does that become Topper's fault, though, for keep throwing him out
for letting him.
Well, somebody said earlier, that might have been his last one. Because, Kyle, my thing is this. As a manager, if I'm managing and I believe – say if you're playing and I believe in you, I don't have – like, I'm doing all this other stuff. I'm trusting you to do what's needed to be better, correct? Because I've shown you I trust you. You're here.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate it, but I suck.
No, but you ain't
stop trusting
before
me.
You start. Stop. I don't believe that you really believe
can
that,
I
but I know
guys,
you're mad.
Yeah.
You're
can
mad
I try
about
to,
the moment.
Let me interject with
stop trusting me.
A real life example we can all understand.
What's
and
that?
This is a WIP example.
What's that?
Okay. Now I know we've coined you Mr. Black Hockey.
Yes.
Right? But that's a fun little thing we do.
Yes.
But like we have Hunter Brody, right?
Yes, Brody.
We have Al. If let's say the Flyers a year from now make a surprise run to the Stanley Cup playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do a special Flyers show.
Oh, I'm on
you,
that show.
Well, hold on.
Go-to.
No, hold on.
I'm the go-to.
I think if Rod said, Hugh, you're hosting it solo, he'd be putting you in a position where it'd be fun, and I'd listen, but we have better options, okay? And if you struggled your way through that show by yourself, leading into a Flyers playoff game, I'm not going to blame you, Hugh. I'm going to say, Rod, what did we do? We have Broads, we have Al, we have anybody else you want to
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, yes. Right? She's obviously, there's a podcast with Al, and she covers the team. We have options here.
We got better options.
And you went to Mr. Black Hockey before a huge moment.
But.
Just like you work on the Eagles pregame show and Ike very well because that's what we talk about. You played the game. Like, Rojas can't hit.
But I will say this.
That's right, Fran.
If that happens.
I looked at Fran as I said that.
Oh, yeah, Fran.
He can't hit either. I mean,
but if that happens, if I was tasked with being the go-to guy for the Hockers playoff game. Guess what I'm going to do?
Don't you lie.
That I'm going to study.
But
first of all, I'm going to look at – let me tell you how this is going to go. I'm going to look at Rod like he's crazy, and I'm asking him, is he serious? And when he tells me he's serious, then I'm going to do – like, the bar is already low. Let's be honest. The bar is already low.
Yeah.
So what I would do, I would go down to the skate. I would go watch him skate. I would get as much information as I can. I would even take notes with a pen and a piece of paper, and I would have it written down, and I would do the show, and I would have it lined up with some great guests, Bros and Al, probably Francisco. I would do that, but it would probably still be bad.
It would be a strikeout. It would probably be a single.
It'd probably be a single because I'm gonna get props for trying to make this happen. I already know that. I mean, I'm gonna
like
get killed.
How seriously you took the analogy.
Oh no, I'm gonna get killed. I know I'm gonna get killed. See, so because I'm going into it, knowing here in Philadelphia,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That they're probably, like, initially they're going to kill me for this.
Well,
but I'm a rise to the occasion as much as I possibly can. Just, the bar is low, though. Yeah. The bar is already set low.
Just the, no, the
you know
next
what I mean?
Day. The
but
next,
I ain't going to run from it.
The next day, will we play clips of the show?
Yes.
But will I blame you? No, I will blame Rod.
And you will
this
make,
will be on this will be on Lakin.
And you're going to make fun of me. Kyle's going to make fun of me. It's probably going to be some words that I'm going to flub. And then I'm going to be better for this. I'm going to come out on the other side
this
of this fire
ridiculous.
But this is
a
about
better
the moment,
person.
Not you.
Yeah, right.
But it is kind of about
not Major
me.
League buddies, you.
I gotta step up to the moment.
You're not capable.
I mean, but I'm going to try. I mean, you're right. I'm probably not capable. But I'm going to give it the old college try. And matter of fact, Rod, schedule that show. We do
well,
this is
hold on. You're missing the Flyers
Hughes
have to make
fire show.
The Flyers have to make the playoffs
hey,
first.
Hey, schedule that show.
I like it, Hugh.
I can do it. I'm
starting to believe in you.
Poll question: next time the Flyers make the playoffs, who should host our hockey special?
Me.
Leading in Broads, Al, or Hugh?
Me. And I could be the quarterback, and Al and Broads could be the running backs. I got this.
You're the quarterback.
I could quarterback. If give me enough, just give me time to get ready.
Yeah.
Might not be the greatest quarterbacking job. We might muddle through. We're going to get a couple first downs, though.
It's going to be a lot of fumbles.
We're not making it past the 50-yard line.
A lot of fumbles.
We're going to get some first downs, though. We might not score.
I think there's more false starts than first downs.
This will be like
honest.
The Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They got that one first down.
You got to set the bar. You got to know your station. Set the bar low.
But that's the point.
And work from there.
We have a World Series contending team.
No, but I'm saying.
The bar low
but
in the ninth
inning. If I have to do the show, it's going to be entertaining. It might not be the great.
Well,
it's not going to be great.
Do we want to
entertain? But it's
going to
be. Wait, all depends.
It's going to be a disaster.
You know what? It's been so long since the Flyers have been pretty good.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of people mad at me for that. They'll
be
mad at the station.
Like, this is what
that.
We get the day of a playoff game?
Yeah, they would be mad.
Hugh Douglas flubbing every name?
Oh, damn. Yeah, you had to give me a roster of hockey names and have me kind of work my way through those. That'd be great.
I mean, I don't
be charming.
We barely got through some reads yesterday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here.
No, we did not get through them.
Yes, I did. The last one. Because the last one was the one that
we had a 10-second pregnant pause yesterday during a read.
It was just, I mean, it was one of our worst read performances we've ever had.
And that was
why are you playing?
And that
again?
Was what they've done for the first half injuries.
Dude,
can't get that out. That
that's Moshe's fault. Did you see that read? Now we're here. You know me. I'm going in defense mode. That's Moshe's fault.
I didn't want to bring this up, but I heard people were calling to see if we went off the air. If the signal went down. That's how long the pause was.
Was it Moshe's fault when you just forgot how to English the other day, though?
Yeah, this 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse.
Yeah, I forgot how to English. Listen, every now and then, man, when you get tongue-tied, you forget how to English. I am not the only person that forgets how to English. It just happens to me more often than it does anybody else.
Eminemini.
And sometimes I do that on purpose because it's charming.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, not really.
That is a professional, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get here by accident. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the lines. Then we're going to hear from Shams on the latest on the Sixers, what they might do, and could a trade down be happening. Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron? What are you feeling?
Joe, real quick, before you let me go, I have something I'd like to finish off with. But okay. Today is all about Ace Bailey, Ace Bailey, Ace Bailey.
Oh, no, it should not be. It's unless you're Elliot Shore Park.
Well,
let
me get to my point. I was just seeing him. He's got the size. He's got the talent. He's got the youth. And then he had his Chick-fil-A moment where the red flags just went everywhere. And what I mean by that is when Markelle Fultz walked into the Sixers gym for his workout and in one hand has his sneakers, in the other hand he had a bag of Chick-fil-A.
Do you know that story?
Put him in a cannon. No. And fired him out of the facility.
Yeah, well, they had Markelle Fultz in for a workout, and he walked in with a bag of Chick-fil-A in his hands.
You know, I would
he was
love.
He was hungry before the workout.
Well, I don't know what he was, but he sucked here. So that's
that's the thing.
That's the conclusion. Yeah, if you do that, you're not going to be good. Go ahead, Aaron.
So, Bailey, I think from what you know, what he's saying is, I think he wants to be a big fish in a small pond. So I don't think his mentality is right for Philadelphia.
Agreed. He's the opposite of what is needed here. I mean, could you imagine him with this Sixers culture learning from Paul George and Joel Embiid? I mean, it is a train wreck waiting to happen if they draft him.
Absolute disaster. I would love to see Morey use that third pick to kind of work between all those teams that he had mentioned in terms of the Wizards and New Orleans and, you know, trying to get them to jump on a way to trade up, where we only have to move back a couple spots and we still have the players that we're looking at. But, you know, we need to get youthful, you know, and if we can move Embiid, move Embiid. If we can move George, move George. If not, then we just stick with what we've got and we just add depth and add youth and add talent.
Well, yeah, and the youth is coming, and Aaron, we appreciate it. I mean, the youth is coming either way. All these kids are basically 19
yeah,
years old.
They're
young. I guess there's probably a few of them in the draft. It's rare here where these kids stay in school. I mean, most of the kids that will be taken in the top 10 were just freshmen, right? They're all
They come out early.
Yeah, they're all 18, 19 years old. So they're going to get younger tonight no matter who they end up with. Look, if there's a path in the trade down a couple spots and they find someone who wants to give them something to move up for ace and they still get one of the three or four names we've been bantering about, I'll accept that. But I hope it's in the idea tonight needs to be the future. I just don't want to think at all about next season. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John? John in West Philly.
You have to. You did not.
Well,
click
I
on.
I did. It just it didn't jump.
Okay. So I got you then.
Yeah, I got you.
So, all right. First, I want to say, I actually think Joe is insane. I don't know how you think that. Like, I don't know how you could call yourself a fan. Like, we watched the process. Mm-hmm. We had Jakar Simpson. We had all these trash players. I don't want to tank next season, especially when I'm looking around and everybody's in a damn wheelchair. I think we should go for it. And as far as with the third pick, what I would do is I actually want to like call up the Nets and see if Cam Johnson is available. Maybe swap the third pick with the eighth pick. But I'm out on VJ Edgecombe. He was nervous for the interview and all that stuff, and he can't shoot the ball. I'm tired of these small guards that y'all thinking we can develop them and all that. I don't want VJ Edgecombe, but I'm not okay with punting next year. Like, I don't know. Give me a Con Knipple. I know his name isn't sexy and all that, but get a complimentary player that is good
that's,
with upside.
That's who Joe, like, Joe kind of – he's on Knipple.
Knipple? I think Knipple could play, John.
You don't think that's
Knipple.
A sexy name?
The big Knipple.
I don't like his name. I'm not right.
The big Knipple.
I think once you get past Con Knipple's name, the game is good. He could be a good player. John, I understand you don't want to watch a losing season, but I just don't want them to try to take shortcuts. You take a shortcut and you cut off what you can be 3 years from now because, we're trying to win next year because the East is open. John, they're not winning the title next year. Like, are we serious? Like, not winning the title next season.
I mean, Joe, and your plan is to have 3 6-foot-3 guards who are defensive liabilities. Outside of McCain, who's coming
up. Well, hold on. I think Edgecombe might be the best defensive guard in the draft. I don't think he's a defensive liability. I mean, I think he's going to be a plus defender from the minute he gets on the court. Now, your point about him becoming a better shooter, yeah, that needs to happen for him to be a star. I agree with you. But I don't think Edgecombe is a defensive liability. I mean, he was blocking a shot a game as a guard in college.
In college against college athletes. I can tell you, like, I went to LaSalle University, and no, it's not a prestigious school, but I attended a lot of the college basketball games from, like, a whole bunch of the schools in the area. College is a lot different. He's doing that against a lot of people who probably shouldn't even be in college half the time. Like, it's different. Like, it's the NBA. Like,
I understand. John, you might think I'm crazy. When I watched VJ play, I see young Dwayne Wade. I don't know if he's ever going to become as good as Wade was. Obviously, that's an incredibly high bar. The guy's one of the greatest players ever. But he physically reminds me of him. He's like a 6'5" guard that blocks shots and can run the court and get to the basket whenever he wants.
I understand you see that, Joe, but is that do you think that that is possible with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain here? Like, what we have, do you think that he will turn into that here? Like, so, I don't believe
you're talking
that
about from the developmental aspect.
Well, so that's
correct?
That, John. That's part of why I'm not worried about. Like, I can't think about next season. I got to get the best player, and then I'll figure out the fit. Like, if that and you bring up a fair point. That's three guards, and none of them are like 6'7", right? They're all 6'1" to 6'4". So I get what you're saying. But like a year from now, I'll figure it out. I'll trade one of them. If VJ could play, then I'll pair him with the right guy. Right? Is that Maxey? Is that McCain? I don't know. Like, that's why I don't want to worry about next season, because then you're going to get stuck taking someone that fits with this group, and that what is that going
to
get us?
Well, can I add something to this that I think we're missing? Because you were saying you'd rather Embiid and Paul George just take the season off and they just do whatever.
Go home. We'll do a podcast.
So at the end of the day, we're thinking about tanking again, right? But for what? Because guess what? They don't have a first-round pick next year.
I recognize
that. In so many ways, they are forced to have to try and go one last run with this.
Oh, jeez.
But
you could think about the future and then try your best when the season
starts.
Well,
that's great. Then thread the needle, get it, move back a couple picks, get a role player that can help you this year.
So you sound like a Con Knipple guy, Kyle. I mean, you sound like a Knipple guy.
Draft the nipple.
Oh. The big nipple.
All right, I'm sorry.
There it is.
I'm
not going to start.
Grab the nipple.
Wait a minute.
No.
We went down a road.
Might want to dump that, Kyle.
Might want to dump that one.
Yep. Listen, I get it. And, John, good phone call. I get it. But you might want to dump yourself there.
I meant
to
say big knipple.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say what I was saying.
For show purposes, Con Knipple would be a home run, and Trey Johnson would be a slam.
Because we're childish.
Well, I mean, it's... It just, how do you avoid it? I mean, that's the guy's thing.
A big nipple.
Yeah, well, again, you did that. All right, can we hear from Shams on the Sixers' options here and what might be going down? NBA draft tonight at 8 o'clock.
The draft starts at 3, 4, 5, and I would say what people can prepare for, I think there's going to be a lot of movement this year in the draft. I think there'll be picks flying across the board. Could be, as early as the top 6. Could be in the lottery. I'm hearing so many conversations that start really at pick 3, 4 down. And a lot of teams are telling me, even when we get to the pick, we're not just making a selection. We're listening to a bunch of teams making calls. And so I think that will be a theme of the draft as well.
It does feel like the whole draft starts with the Sixers. You know, like, there's no drama in the first two, right? It's Cooper Flagg. It's Dylan Harper.
Him, yeah, and that's because of, obviously, what Ace Bailey has presented.
Yeah, would have been Bailey 3 if this went differently.
Yeah, and he's made it adamant to some that he doesn't want to be a Sixer. So now you're in a position in a situation where who is that third pick? If it's not him, or if it is him, what kind of compensation are you going to get for him?
And how far are you willing to go down?
Yeah.
Like, we've had a couple people bring up today drop down to 5 or 6. I think that's – you could probably do that and still get one of the next block of players. But we had the one caller mentioned drop down to 13. That's a far drop.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, well, dang, what are we doing when we do that? And then we're going to try to run it back. And again – we're talking about all this youth and trying to get, two guys instead of one and things of that nature. Still don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid. Paul George.
Well, he's back to recording his podcast. So,
I was about to say, Buddy got ready for the season during the season. Like, that should tell you everything that you need to know. That it feels like from their words that they're not serious about basketball right now. It just feels that way.
Well, I mean, has Paul George ever really been serious?
Well, I mean,
as a Sixer?
I think it's, you're talented. You're very talented, and we wanted you here, and it was exciting when you got here. But to say I'm going to stop podcasting to get ready for basketball season, I mean, you kind of behind eight ball, aren't you, a little bit?
There's no question. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. The Ace Bailey propaganda tour continues next on WIP. I saw him Photoshop yesterday, Ace Bailey in his Sixers uniform.
It was a bad Photoshop.
This guy is – and don't we have AI now to create these things?
Do you know how to use AI?
I do.
I don't. I mean, like, to make the little videos and stuff.
Well, I don't know if I could do a video.
Like,
because
I've been on the Yeti vlog. Like, have you seen the Yeti vlog?
No, I haven't. Well, you just sent me one, yeah.
Yeah, the Yeti.
Do you want me to create something with AI? I'll show it to you.
No, I just thought, I'm just like,
Come up with something, and I'll make it using AI.
I thought when you said you know how to use AI, I thought you actually knew how to use it.
I do. I can create a photo of, you want Con Knipple in a Sixers uniform?
Okay, fine. Do that. Let's do that.
How about you make us a show open like Tom Kelly's?
I haven't gotten to that portion of learning AI.
Yeah, I think AI is kind of hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's why when he said it,
have
I was surprised.
Have you been trying to use AI?
I can see why
I have not. I have not. Max, Max is here. Max, do you know how to use AI? You mean like to make videos and stuff? Like,
make us look and sound smarter.
Yes.
Do that?
Yes, please. Make me not.
They haven't figured out how
make
to do
me English better. Make me English
no,
better.
No, 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 no. Don't take the charm away. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot next. We're live at McGurk's and Langhorne. Come on out. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel. Because nothing says summer like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball under the stadium lights. Golf on the pristine green fairway. Soccer matches with world-class goals. And all the action-packed moments in between. You're going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone. Anyway, might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. New to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 of bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.